Our EU representative is extraordinarily well connected. He had previously worked for the City of London Corporation as their representative in Brussels. His ability to be able to exercise judgment and engagement through direct face-to-face engagement has a value in itself, as well as him sort of occupying that space. And he's a well-respected figure.
So we are happy with the word from Brussels, but are we underrepresented at Westminster? That was a claim made by Common Speaker Lindsay Hoyle. Alf Cannon.
Coming to terms with the value of a representative office, you know, remains a big question. You know, we do a lot of engagement in terms of we now have a quarterly program of visits from myself and the Director of External Relations, you know, and we undertake to have calls and communications on an ongoing basis. Getting the balance right between a proper representative office, something that properly represents the Isle of Man externally as well in terms of the visuals impact of an office versus getting a shoebox on the fifth floor of a random building, you know, it's a difficult balance to take. And also the numbers of staff that are required, I would suggest, you know, we'll need as a minimum 2 staff, and there's going to be additional support, probably secretarial support and other costs associated with it. I think it's probably fair to say that we would not be short of a few hundred thousand pounds in terms of that investment for an office, in terms of, you know, everything that would come with it, including the staff numbers. And also one needs to balance that out between the economic benefits as well, because I think there is an overlap, and Jersey certainly from their perspective have that political representation, but they also have economic representation down there. They have a slightly different economic model and look for perhaps more focus on funds and investment business than perhaps we do. But it's about getting the balance right, and we haven't got to that stage yet of just really being clear what are the tangible benefits of a London office and what we would actually want in terms of its profile and responsibilities.